Boss 97 FM, Palmer Stevens broadcasting live statewide across the great state of West Virginia. And as promised, I'm giving you, well, one of the greatest veterans that I know, because he's not in the studio, so I don't have to watch him blush.
Gee, thanks, Palmer.
Running for Wounded Warriors, Jamie Summerlin from what I dub as the greatest county ever, Braxton County, and of course, what is the greatest state ever? West Virginia. Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Palmer. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm still having trouble with my coffee maker. I don't know if you've had a chance to hear. It only distributes rocket fuel.
Well, sometimes we need that.
Yeah. Well, probably you more than me. Listen, I've been talking about your program all week long, and I'm quite sure that I haven't been doing it any justice. So real quick, well, not even real quick, take your time. Give it the rundown so that even inadequate people like myself might be able to understand exactly what it is you're doing.
Well, I do want to say thanks. I have heard you mention it on the radio this week. By the way, you're doing great with the show. Love your show. Keep it up. So what I'm doing is I am actually going to be running next year from Coos Bay, Oregon to Baltimore, Maryland, 100 days, 3,500 miles, which equates to 35 miles a day.
I could have passed that one in a math test. I could have got that one.
Try to break it down for you.
Thank you.
So the run is actually going to be completely in set up to raise money for the Wounded Warrior Project. We are set a goal for $500,000 to raise for them. And the Wounded Warrior Project's a great organization that reaches out to our wounded veterans. They provide rehab services, comfort items, vocational training, gives them really the ability to get back on their feet. Mm-hmm. And allow them to become independent individuals again. They do it as a team. I'm one individual doing the run, trying to raise awareness and raise money for the Wounded Warriors. And I'm trying to do it in a way that will enable this organization to reach out in a way that, just one person can't. So.
Well, Jamie, I don't know if you're aware, you're actually my very first guest on the new morning show.
Well, I feel honored.
You are it. And I had a plan in mind with guests that I had on the phone or live in the studio, because you know how I am. I was hoping to poke fun at them and somehow make them look like an idiot. But the problem is that as crazy as this sounds at 35 miles a day, you're sounding way too reasonable. And if I poke fun at you, I'm going to look like a jackass. So if you could do me a favor and try to say something stupid within the rest of the interview so I got something to work with, that would be great.
I will certainly make it my goal to make that happen.
All right. Okay. Just to recap this, I want to make sure I got this right, because one thing that does sound just ridiculous is 3,500 miles in 100 days. Are you taking any days off? What's your rest period like?
My rest period is when I stop running to eat and drink and get some sleep and get up the next day and take off again.
Well, that sounds absolutely brutal. Listen, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Jamie Summerlin. He is running across the country to help out the Wounded Warrior Program. We'll be back with more Jamie in just a few.